Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 30 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I am your host, Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement planning. Today, I'm going to walk you through the Nationwide New Heights Annuity. Now, this is one of those annuities that was popping up a lot a year or two ago, and then it kind of went away, and now I'm starting to see it pop up. So I'm going to do a detailed review of this annuity to give you the specifics of how it actually works if you are ever presented this particular product. So let me start with this preface that Nationwide is a great company. They've been around forever. Everybody knows the name Nationwide. Everybody knows the Nationwide jingle. They spend a lot of money on advertising. And the New Heights is a totally fine annuity. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I've said many times before, there really are no, quote, bad annuities. There's only bad recommendations. Because you see, every annuity that is designed with a purpose, even variable annuities, which I don't like. But it's fitting that purpose of the annuity with the purpose of your money is where things start to go off the rails. So this is not a shot at Nationwide, because like I said, they're a great company. And sometimes when their products are at the top of the market, then I use Nationwide. So my main point in recording this podcast is not to beat up on the company or the annuity itself, but just to give you the truth around some of the hype that comes along with the sales pitch of this particular product. Okay, so let's jump into this. The New Heights is issued by Nationwide, which is an A-rated company. Like I said, everybody has heard of Nationwide. It is offered in either a 9, 10, or 12-year term, depending on what state you live in. The only difference between the 9, 10, and 12, besides the surrender period, is the longer that term, the higher the index crediting is going to be to extend the death benefit on a non-guaranteed basis. Now, at the time of this recording, it has a 1.1% expense for the income rider. It comes with a 30% bonus and an 8% compounding roll-up towards the income benefit base. Now, if you don't know what that means, the income benefit base is the actuarial calculation that is used to determine your income at any point in the future. And you may be saying, wow, 30% bonus and an 8% compounding roll-up, this has to be the highest paying annuity out there. But you'd be missing one part of the overall calculation that determines which annuity is going to give you the highest income. And that is the payout rate. And as of right now, the payout rates on the New Heights are actually pretty low. Now, if you have no idea what I just said there, I'm going to encourage you to go back and listen to episode 25, where I go through a very detailed explanation of how the highest income from any one annuity is determined. Now, I'm going to leave a link to that episode in the newsletter on the website and in the show notes on YouTube. Because once you listen to that episode, what you're going to learn is that you should never get sucked into an annuity because of a large bonus or a large roll-up rate. It's the three calculations together that determine the highest income: bonus, roll-up rate, and payout rate. Okay, so moving on, when I'm evaluating annuities from my clients that are designed to pay you a guaranteed lifetime income, the only thing I focus on is the guaranteed illustration page. Why? Because that's the only page that's guaranteed. Okay. Everything beyond that is just speculation. So if it happens, that's great. But I want my clients to know exactly what they're going to get at any point in the future. So we're always going to stick with what the guarantees are. And if anything else happens beyond that, great. So our test couple here is going to be a 60-year-old married couple that are going to defer the income for 5 years. So they're not going to activate the income until they're 65, funding this with $100,000, and it doesn't matter if it's $200,000 or $300,000 or $500,000, all the math is the same. But that $100,000 put into the Nationwide New Heights at the time of this recording will give them a guaranteed $8,787 per year for the rest of their lives, no matter how long they live. Okay, so that is an 8.8% payout rate. That's still really good because you're never going to find an alternative investment that's going to guarantee that much income, no questions asked. However, when I'm analyzing an annuity for my clients, I would really like to see an annuity that will give them all of the money back on a guaranteed basis. And that's giving them the money back either in income and or death benefit. And you can see here with the New Heights, and again, it's not the end of the world, but you can see here with the New Heights on the guaranteed illustration page, by the time that guaranteed death benefit runs out, they've only received a little over $79,000 back in income. And again, is this the end of the world? No. But if we can find an annuity that will guarantee every dollar is going to come back to them, then that's what I call a zero net expense, meaning every dollar you put into it came back to you on a guaranteed basis. Now, why does this one run out so soon? Because that 1.1% expense for the guaranteed income, that is calculated off the income benefit base. And remember, that's where you got that 30% bonus and that 8% compounding roll-up. So that expense becomes pretty aggressive over time. Again, the income is always going to be guaranteed, and if that is the purpose of this annuity, is it ideal? No. Is it the end of the world? Absolutely not. It's still doing what it's designed to do. But if we can get you something that will have a zero net expense, then that's what we're going to look for. Let's move on to the whole reason that I'm doing this podcast, which is to break down the non-guaranteed hypothetical illustration that is presented with this annuity. Now, the New Heights has some pretty high indexing rates at the time of this recording. Now, these are for the 1 year point to points, which are above 150, okay? And you're seeing that the average return is over 9.5%. Now, with some of their other indexing methods, they have 2 year and 3 year point to points. Some of those 3 year point to points are over 300% participation rates. So you may see an illustration like this that shows anywhere from like a 12 to a 15% return. But here's what you need to understand about these hypothetical backcasting illustrations. These are assuming that the rates, the participation rates, are going to stay the same forever. And the reason we're seeing these rates so high right now is because we're in a very high interest rate environment and the market is already, in my opinion, very volatile. So nobody's really expecting these indexes to perform that well. So the options costs to purchase these are very low at this point. Now, Nationwide will probably be able to maintain the current participation rates being offered during your term of either 9, 10, or 12 years. But once you're out of that term, all bets are off. So eventually what's going to happen is interest rates are going to drop and the options costs are going to go up. So that is going to limit what Nationwide will be able, and it's not just Nationwide, it's any company. That is going to limit what they're going to be able to offer you as far as the non-guaranteed growth benefit. Now, if you have no idea what I just said, again, don't beat yourself up. I'm going to recommend that you go back and listen to episode number 5, where I go into a lot of detail of how these annuity companies set their crediting strategies. So don't get discouraged if you don't understand what I'm saying, because this is kind of annuity 301 stuff that we're talking about here. But I've made a lot of information and a lot of podcasts on annuity 101 stuff, so you can get the foundation of education that you're going to need to make an informed decision. So just hang in there with me, because this is where it starts to get really interesting, okay? This is where people will look at this type of illustration and they'll be like, wow, look at how much that income grows over time and look at how much money we have left over. Now, could this happen? Absolutely. Is it likely? Probably not. Because the only way that this income will grow and surpass the guaranteed amount is if the contract value surpasses the income benefit base. And remember that income benefit base is the number that you got a 30% bonus attached to and an 8% compounding roll-up for 5 years. So this thing will need massive growth to ever get past the guaranteed income amount. So it's very unlikely that this annuity will ever perform to that level. That's why these companies put in very big, bold letters at the top of this page, non-guaranteed hypothetical illustration. Because all you really have to do is ask yourself, if I put $100,000 into anything, after 30 years, am I going to be able to pull out over $285,000 in income and still have almost $345,000 left? And the answer is, I don't know for certain, but my gut is telling me no. And again, it's not just this annuity, it's any annuity or pretty much any other investment. Because if I thought this was a reality, this is the only thing I would be selling, and I'd be hanging out with Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, because who would say no to this deal? So my whole point with this is to take these non-guaranteed illustrations with a very, very small grain of salt. So moving on to the next non-guaranteed hypothetical illustration that you will find within this is an almost 8% return. But look at what happens to the income. It never increases beyond the guaranteed amount. So even with an 8% return, the income never gets bigger, which is the main selling point around this annuity. So now we know that you need an almost 10% return forever to ever get the main hype that is pushed along with this particular annuity, which is the increasing income benefit. Now, you be the judge on whether you think that will actually happen or not, because I'm going to help you get whatever you want. But you need to understand how these things actually work so you don't get sold something that is subpar to something else that is being offered at the current time. Okay, so last slide. This is another non-guaranteed hypothetical illustration that's found within the annuity, okay? And this is a more realistic outlook of about 5.5%. And does this benefit you? Absolutely it does. Because now, look at the death benefit, which runs out in year number 22. But at that point, you've received over $149,000 in income. So you've gotten all your money back in income and or death benefit by this point with a more realistic growth rate of 5.5%. So if you really like this annuity, because it has that slim chance that the income could go up over time, then get it. You're not going to go wrong with this. You're not going to get hurt by it, but get it with the understanding that this is going to be a more likely scenario right here. Now, that is a 30,000 foot overview of the Nationwide New Heights. And again, is it a bad annuity? No. Are there possibly better options out there? Of course. So what I want to take you through is how I analyze and come up with recommendations for my clients. At the time of this recording, that same couple with the same $100,000, they can get a guaranteed income of $10,519 at the time of this recording. So that's $2,000 more per year for the exact same amount of money going into the annuity. And in your mind, you may say, "Yeah, that doesn't seem like that much," but that is $60,000 more guaranteed income over a 30-year period. And remember, the only way that you were going to surpass the guaranteed amount in a product like the Nationwide New Heights was with a growth rate of 9.8%. So highly unlikely. And you know, if the New Heights was the highest paying guaranteed, then absolutely, I would say get the New Heights. But as of right now, they're not even in the top 15. Okay, they'll come back around. And when they do, we'll start talking about Nationwide. But as of right now, they're not up there. If they were the highest guaranteed, absolutely get them. And if any of that other stuff happens, icing on the cake. It's a win. It's a bonus. So this doesn't make the New Heights bad whatsoever. It just means it's not competitive right now. So we can look at this with a different facet as well. What if this same couple said, hey, the $8,800 per year that we got quoted at Nationwide, that's going to be enough. That's really all we needed or all we wanted. Okay, perfect. Here would be my suggestion. What if we took $83,500 out of that original $100,000 and got them that same income that was being offered by Nationwide? Then we can take that remaining $16,500 that they did not have to allocate to the annuity to get the same amount of income, and they put it in something like a low-cost index fund that tracks the S&P 500. Now, let me break in here and say, again, this is not investment advice. This is only an example for educational purposes. Always talk with a securities licensed advisor before you invest in anything. But for this example, what would happen if they took that extra money they didn't have to allocate to the annuity and put it into a low-cost S&P 500 index fund? And what we did was we looked at something called the negative sequence of returns, which was early losses after the money was invested. Going back to the year 2000, that same $16,500 after 30 years would grow to over $41,000. And remember, these are some of the worst returns in market history. But what if we went into a positive sequence of returns going back to the year 1995, where the market had five huge years right out of the gate? That same $16,500 would have grown to over $222,000 after a 30-year period. Wow, dramatically different outcome. And what we didn't have to do with this scenario is hope and pray that the annuity is going to perform at the most optimum level possible. We could rely on the market as well, that historically has always returned very high margins over a period of time. Okay, everyone, so I appreciate you sticking with me. I know that was a lot, so I'm going to do a quick summary on what we went over. Again, the New Heights is an annuity offered by Nationwide, which is an A-rated company. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this annuity, but don't be fooled by any of the hype, not only with this one, but with any annuity out there. Just always stick with the guaranteed income illustration that is provided with any annuity that you look at, and anything above and beyond that is just icing on the cake. And then a vast majority of the time, you're going to be better off getting the most guaranteed income for every dollar that you put into an annuity, and then just investing the rest. And you know, at some point, the New Heights could pop up as the highest paying income annuity again in the future. And when that happens, we'll start recommending Nationwide again. But just as of right now, they're not competitive, but all of this comes back around full circle. Every company is the top dog at one point in time. So saying that, I'm always going to recommend whoever is going to give you the highest guaranteed income, as long as the company is financially stable and they have good customer service. Okay, so I'm going to wrap this episode up here. It was a lot of details. I appreciate you sticking in there with me. Go back and listen to those other podcast episodes that I mentioned if something I said wasn't really clear. But I hope this information was helpful for anybody who has been presented this particular annuity. And if you like this information, please like the podcast, subscribe to it, and share it with somebody that you think could benefit from it. And if you have any specific questions, feel free to leave a comment on YouTube or on the website, and I'll see if I can make an entire episode about it, hopefully addressing your concerns. And if you're in or nearing retirement and you want to see what your Atlas annuity strategy would look like, go to atlasannuity.com to book a short phone call so we can get all of your personal questions answered. Again, this is Marty Becker, wrapping up episode number 30 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and we'll see you in the next episode.